Washington, D.C. has always had more than its share of pomp and fanfare. It's a cottage industry. But every 4 years, one party's faithful and the party planners kick it up a few notches for the quadrennial inauguration celebrations. More than 4 days' worth of military bands, swirling parties, dignitaries, and a rousing parade. Downtown Washington now is transformed. It's awash in bunting, balloons, and back-to-back limousines, along with barricades of all forms and sizes. Thousands of people have descended on the city from all over the country and the world. They're here to celebrate, to schmooze, to see a right of democracy, to protest the election outcome, to help protect the city, or to help plan and produce the nonstop festivities. Ian Prosser is part of that unsung army now working round the clock, sweating over even the smallest of details. He's a florist from Tampa and one of 200 volunteers with the Society of American Florists. They've traveled to Washington from 35 states, their mission, to make 3,500 designs from a whopping 250,000 flowers. It's a volunteer effort worth an estimated $35 million.
If we were to lay the foliage on the ground, the amount of greenery that we'll use would span from the Capitol building to the White House. So there's about 2 miles of foliage will be used.
Is this all in a warehouse somewhere?
It is in a warehouse in Washington, D.C., and we've been working like, crazy to get all of the arrangements made. As you see it, it's quite overwhelming because when all of the flowers are together, it looks almost like a football field of flowers.
Joe Labby runs another behind-the-scenes operation. He runs the lighting department for Richter Scale Productions, a Denver-based events planning company. His firm has been hired to help produce one of the inaugural balls and an intimate dinner for 2,500 Bush supporters. Labby says he got very clear marching orders from the inaugural planners.
What they want to do is they want to make this event look spectacular for everybody to walk in and just be wowed.
Labby says they've trucked what he calls intelligent lighting equipment all the way from Colorado. With a computer stroke, Labby will control dozens of lights capable of projecting images of waterfalls, clouds, and stars to enhance the spectacle.
I want them to say, did you see the building last night? Did you look at all the different things going on? I've never seen something like that before.
Now, a few specifics help give a sense of the scope and grandeur of the inaugural festivities. 1,000 flags, 10,000 special parking signs, and miles of temporary fencing to block off streets and keep crowds at bay. They'll keep onlookers at a safe distance when President Bush passes down Pennsylvania Avenue in the parade. We caught up with the crew unloading rows of metal barricades near our headquarters here in Washington, D.C. Sonco Worldwide is one of several companies erecting barricades. Sonco alone is responsible for 20 miles of those barricades. Todd Smith and his co-workers have been setting up the barriers for several days now in the biting cold.
You make a mistake and come out here half-dressed one time. After that, you won't make that mistake no more.
Smith says the pressure isn't getting to him.
Once you start trying to be ready for pressure, everybody start panicking and everybody want to go home because of the cold, but you just got to play it by ear and go piece by piece.
An event of this size presents a bit of prestige and a big payday for Smith's company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what we live for here. This is our butter. This is our overtime here. Trunks of money. But I don't get that, so hey, I just get the tidbits.
That was Todd Smith of Sonco Worldwide. We also heard from Ian Prosser, a florist from Tampa, Florida, and Joe Labby of Richter Scale Productions in Denver, Colorado.